I'm Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio, a Doctor Who podcast and part of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other incredible geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And welcome to Play Comics Show, where I didn't prepare at all because this is an AMA episode and preparing is cheating. Three guesses on who I have to read the questions for me. It is not Chris Sims. It is not Scott Niswinder. It's also not Kaylee. Those are your only hints. Who could it be?
I don't know.
Oh gosh, who was that?
Hey, 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 it's Carrington from Real Dudes Podcast.
Who else could I have to come read the questions for me besides, you know, my wife who lives here or the person who has been on the show the most besides me?
This is true. I mean, I heard her voice for the first time live through, you know, the power of the internet, thanks to your microphone. But you know what? I'm glad you chose me. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. And I'm excited to see where this goes.
Me too, because I purposely looked at the questions long enough to make sure that there weren't bad words or like, yeah, Carrington, I'm not answering that. And there weren't any of those.
I'll say, I don't think you told me, hey, don't ask me this question. So I got them all here. I have all of the people who asked stuff as well.
Also, this is going to be unedited because I don't want to take the time to edit it.
Oh, this will be new and exciting.
Except so, I will throw the so post-processing true. Filters on it.
All right, I guess that's fair. And here's the crazy thing. How am I going to ask these questions? I don't know. Let's just see how this goes. So I think Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss podcast asked a fantastic question for us to kind of get started and just, you know, see where you stand on things. Chris, how does that sound?
That sounds like a wonderful place to start.
So you have a guest on all the time, yep. Every week. You always have somebody. So who is your white whale for a guest, as in your dream guest? Who do you want the most on your show, Play Comics Podcast? And you've had some home runs. You've had some heavy hitters already.
That's a fun question. I would really like to get Jay Eddington on because he is part of why the show exists anyway. I've kind of talked to him about some stuff before and I've gotten the whole, I don't play games. I don't know if that'll work. I really think it would. The other answer really is I'd love to get somebody like Neil Gaiman on, you know, I've kind of joked with people telling them that I try to make my website look professional so I can trick Neil Gaiman into coming on the show. It would be really cool if I could pull it off.
I think you got this. I think you can pull this off. You have the chops.
I'm going to try for it.
And there's even, I know that there are even shows out there that have been half recorded with certain guests. I know shows that, I mean, I know guests that said yes, but haven't come on. But I have the feeling you are able to get guests that no one else can get as well.
I don't know about that part, but I do get some good guests.
Yes, yes, you do. In that line, in that same kind of space, we're going to stay in for a little while. Kate also asked, who do you admire most in podcasting?
Well, obviously Carrington, because he is the best.
Thank you, thank you.
Really, I mean, if you take the time to put the show out, then I admire the fact that you can do that.
I think that's a fair answer.
You know, anybody who does something live and actually pulls it off, like this was going to be, it's hard. Just the fact that you know people can see you when you're screwing up. I don't like that.
And let me tell you something. Also, just I know this is your show. This is about you, but I just will say as well, like, getting a live show even to work is a lot of work. We've done a couple of times. Having done it a couple of times, it's still like, there's a reason why we don't do it all the time.
I will be taking lessons from the other people at Gunna Geek on how they pull it off.
There you go.
They don't know about that yet, but they might by the time this actually gets published.
Oh, they will know. So we're going to change things because you are a comic book / video game podcast.
Right.
Because you like to do things. You like to merge those two worlds together. What obscure comic do you think needs a video game, which is coming from Rolling Misadventures?
I came into comics late, so like, what's obscure and what isn't? I mostly don't know the obscure things. That's my only problem trying to answer that one. Because like all the comics I know either have a game or I don't know if they're obscure. I mean, maybe some of the more obscure X-Men characters.
Mm-hmm.
If Derek will let me stretch it out and say that, you know, if you could get like a good New Mutants game, I don't think they've been in anything.
I'll Let me throw that one out there for you. How about Moon Knight?
Yes. Let's go with that's that one could work too.
Okay. And do you think that any popular comic that has a game needs a redo? And I know that answer is going to be yes. So what game do you think needs a redo? That's also from Rolling Misadventures.
Darkwing Duck obviously needs a redo for when they do the reboot that will inevitably happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would also love to see, and I'm kind of stealing this idea from Mikey from the Young Ones, but I would love to see a Superman detective game where you have to go do your journalist detective thing. Plus, Superman games are just so weird to pull off anyway.
This is true. And it's been proven.
I wonder how.
Because the only reason I knew that answer was yes, because some of the times I've been on your show, I'm just kind of like, oh gosh, this game is awful. Superman 64. Anyway, you actually texted me, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday, telling me Farside was coming back. So this comes from the Nook and Crannies podcast, because Farside is coming back. Are you excited to? Are you excited, or do you want to take this opportunity to rip Larson a new one?
I'm very excited about it. The only new one you can rip Larson for anything is, why did you stay away from us for so long? We need you. Where were you during some of these tougher political times?
Do you think Farside needs a video game?
I don't know how you could do a Farside video game. That would be That's the only totally problem. Fair. It's a single panel thing. I don't know if it would work.
You are probably mostly correct, but I challenge any developers out there to try.
Somebody prove me wrong. I would love to be wrong on that.
Let's see here. What else do we have? Gosh. Okay, so this also comes from Nooks and Crannies podcast. Why is Tintin's hair like that, as in, you know, whoop? And how does it stay up? Does it possess superpowers or something?
He uses really good mousse. I don't think it's available in Canada, so you wouldn't be able to get it. It's probably not available in the U.S. either, because Europe looks like they have less stringent testing regulations going on, so you can actually get things out. I think it's mostly the fact that they trust their people to not be stupid.
I can accept that answer, actually. Now I'm going to take it away from gaming and comics a little bit. We're going to talk about your podcast here. And do you have like a recording ritual of any sort? This comes from Kate from Ignorance is Bliss.
Well, I'm not allowed to tell anybody that I'm recording with whoever it is that night, because something always goes wrong if I do that. But the main one for me is that I start recording on my local thing like the second we get connected. And then part of me making sure that I hit recording on Cast, which I also use, is telling them, okay, I'm recording on my local thing, blah, blah, blah. I edit the show. So if you say anything horrible, it doesn't matter. And now I'm recording on Cast. Like the one time I didn't do that, I forgot to hit record on Cast. And luckily I had started recording and I was recording with Mark from Mark's Movie Podcast. And he had, was also recording his side. So I got the good quality stuff from him.
Nice. It sounded like it worked out in the end anyway.
Yeah. I don't like having to rely on somebody else to get me their side for something mm-hmm. worth using.
Mm-hmm. That's totally fair. That's why we use Craig. Pow. So if you could create a show tomorrow or for NanoPodmo, what would it be?
See, that's
also
almost
from Kate.
That's almost cheating because I have a couple shows that Kaylee and I are thinking we want to do anyway. So I'm not counting those.
Okay.
I'm going to keep those under wraps. If I could make another show, a show that I wish I had started already, I would have had to have started this a few years ago to get the reasoning why, is why are people a fan of the sports teams that they are a fan of?
Oh, that would be fantastic because I'm not going to say it, but I do have an interesting story why I'm a fan of certain things.
See, the reason I would want to do it, though, is I want to talk to my grandma about it, and I can't because she's a little bit dead. So I can't talk to her about it.
Sorry to hear that.
It happened a while ago. It's still sad, but I'm fine. I can talk about it. She was old.
Or you can do it in her honor, even if you can't have her on.
I know, and I might do it anyway. Mostly it's just I want to know what got them into being Georgia fans because they didn't really mm-hmm. have any connection there until my mom went. And if that's the reason, then I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. So maybe it might be good that I can't ask her.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your mom would know that answer?
She might. I'll have to find out.
Gotta find out, man. Gotta find out, bro. There's some interesting stories out there. Because every time I tell people my story about why I'm a Denver Broncos fan, they're like, huh. And then I tell the story about why my dad's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And they go, huh, like father, like son. I'm like, yep. And it happened unintentionally. Ooh, a tease if you ever do the show.
We'll do it.
So continuing on, if you could go back in time 10 years ago and give yourself advice, what would that advice be coming from Kate?
Hey, you know all those video games you want to buy now, but they're too expensive? You should start buying them because Goodwill will still have them.
You know what? You're correct. You're very correct.
2009. Let's see. Earthbound was still very affordable.
Yep.
I could probably have found Evo.
I don't know.
Evo, something about Eden. It's an RPG where you start off as like a nebulous fish type blob thing. And you just go around eating stuff and evolve yourself. It's like a $900 game now.
Oh, all right.
So I obviously don't have it.
Maybe someday. So I'm going to ask the one and only question from Chris's on Infinite Earth. So he said quack, but I think he means guac or queso.
Easily guac.
Ooh.
Only. See, I like them both pretty equally, but my wife absolutely hates guacamole. She likes some queso. Like,
okay.
If it's, you know, actually melted cheese,
right,
and not
that's
just
how I
like
make it.
Plastic, yeah, she'll eat it and it's fine. I can get it whatever I want. But I can't really get guacamole at the house because I can't eat it fast enough.
What if you made it yourself?
I would make too much and it would still go bad.
Gotcha. All right. That's fair. I do the same every time I make guacamole. But it's delicious.
It is. It's so good.
So let's move on to, oh no, Lit Class. If you had to review video game movies only, what would your first three be and why? Dun, dun, dun. Now that's a good question. And I'm going to say, for the sake of argument, something like Ready Player One kind of counts.
I was thinking that too. Although my one of you said the first one,
First three.
Okay. Definitely Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
A lot of people didn't like that movie, and I did. I'm just saying.
See, I liked it, but I was also like 7th or 8th grade when I watched it, and I wasn't like super into Final Fantasy then, but I knew enough mm-hmm. to realize what was going on in the movie.
Right. That's how I'm in the same position. I was younger than 7th or 8th grade, but...
Wreck-It Ralph. I might good even choice. Do both of them together, because essentially yeah. they're just a continuation like that. Mm-hmm. And
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know what the third one would be. Probably the Wizard, because it would happen eventually anyway.
Right. I think those are all solid choices, and I can't argue against them really. All right, and then also, would your Cats comics run be featured in Marvel or DC?
Probably Marvel, because I think they're too silly for DC, or at least current DC. I mean, that's also kind of what I'm seeing here. Like what I have seen, Marvel seems to be a little on the sillier side, and that's definitely where my Cats fit in.
A little loose. Well, they are, well, at least one of them is a Marvel character. Thor!
And the other one has three legs.
This is true. The last one from Rolling Miss Adventures. When are we covering Catwoman, man? Come on.
My answer, as it has eternally been, is Derek, it's not my fault that you picked a GameCube game. We'll get there. Honestly, I have no idea. I do need to look for real, though. I mean, we just started. Not just started, but fairly recently started getting into Nintendo 64 stuff mm-hmm. and that era. Like, I still have half an episode to record with Andrew Reiner on PlayStation stuff.
That's right.
I need mm-hmm. to go back and get a couple of Genesis and Super Nintendo games that I somehow missed over. And I'm going to conveniently, on purpose, forget about a couple regular Nintendo games that I skipped because they're really stretching it anyway. So it's still going to be a little bit. Definitely not this year.
Oh, well, this year's almost over anyway. We're almost halfway done.
Yeah, that's why I felt safe saying that.
I added the, you know, the emotion. I added all that. All it said was, when are we coming from Catwoman? But I added the rest myself, you know, just a little, you know, just makes me a little exciting.
That's probably what he was saying in his head anyway.
Fair enough. This one's going to come in from my co-host, Kyle. Would you rather have the ability to fly? Turn invisible, or as the Rugrats would say, invisible.
I would probably see initially I want to say invisible. Flying mm-hmm. would be very convenient because I could live wherever I wanted and get to work as long as I could mm-hmm. get to work on time from New Zealand. But invisible, so many cool things I'd be able to get in.
Concerts for free, hello,
everything like that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Me personally, I'd fly because that's where I come from, a family of that loves aviation. That's just me. Another one from Kate. I like her questions. They're really good because they're like very personal. What's the one song you could listen to all day on repeat?
It switches up a lot.
Yeah.
I know there was a day last week where I was listening to The Outsider by A Perfect Circle pretty much all day long.
What about right now, today?
Right now, today, it was, which one did I, it was something off of Tonight the Stars Revolt. I don't remember the Power Man 5000 album. I don't remember which one I finally settled on.
Fair. I mean, Power Man 5000, classic. The epiphany of 2000s music, early 2000s music. All right. So what about this one? This one's going to make you think a little bit. What would your death row last meal be? Also, how would you end up on death row?
This is a question I legitimately did not see. Beforehand.
So I grabbed every single question she asked because she had a big list.
She did. This must have been toward the middle. Okay, so last meal. Everybody is going to expect me to say some form of macaroni and cheese. That would not be my last meal, though. Although I do really love it. I would probably go some kind of fancy cheeseburger.
All right. Like a $30 cheeseburger, $40. Certainly not $5 cheeseburger.
No. I mean, we're talking like super fancy steakhouse, like $300 steaks, but they also have a cheeseburger thing, you know?
With or without fries?
Chili cheese fries if they could do it.
I mean, it's death row. They'll do anything you want.
Yeah, I'm about to die, and I don't need to worry about my heart.
So how would you end up on death row? Dun, dun, dun.
I really don't know. I don't do bad things.
I know. I was thinking about that question myself. I'm like, how would I end up there?
And
I'm
she
like,
she just wants to figure out what bad thing I do. Actually, there are a couple things I legitimately think that I would probably do, but I'm not going to say that. I will tell her privately because I know she's curious. I will tell you privately. I will not put it out on the internet for everybody.
Fair enough. Fair. Type it in Discord and I'll have a reaction.
But I don't know. I mean, it would have to be... Honestly, it would probably end up being like a accidental murder thing because I would not be paying attention and it would just be a complete brain fart kind of thing.
Yeah. I was thinking too, like outside of murdering somebody or several people, I don't know any other reasons people go to death row for. I mean, I'm sure there are other reasons, but nothing comes to mind at the moment. There you go. I reacted. Also from Kate, how do you measure success?
With a ruler.
How big is the ruler? That's the next question.
No, it's a sliding scale. I mean, you can't have the same measure for success, I think, when you start the podcast as you do from the beginning. So when I started, it was just the fact that I got it out. And then it slid up in not really like a focusing on the stats thing, but, you know, more people are listening to it and more people are listening to it. And now it's the guests I can get that aren't my friends. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I love having my friends on, but they're my friends. They're going to come on no matter what.
Hey.
And, you know, I've got people asking to be on the show now, so I don't have to go find everybody. Some of them are coming to me. So that's my latest little success bar meeting thing.
So I'm going to take this even a step further. How would you define success in life?
You're going to ask the Tuesday question later, which will answer this.
Okay. All right. So I'll keep that open and free. So from Nooks and Crannies podcast, what's your position on the new West Coast home design trend of having exposed wood beams on the exterior?
I'm not a huge fan.
Say that again.
I am not a huge fan of it. Like I think that it's just weird. Like, especially the ones that don't really have a purpose. Like if it's actually underneath part of your roof, okay, that's fine. But I've seen too many people that are just sticking it under things that obviously don't have beams.
I wish I could ask more, but you know, it's right over my head. But okay. Good to know. I'm going to ask this one because it's fun and silly. Also from Nooks and Crannies. How much moss or mildew should we expect based on current climate modeling and forecasting, considering climate change and extreme weather patterns?
I'm not sure how things are in East Coast Canada or how mold, or sorry, West Coast Canada. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. I'm so sorry. But also, I don't know how the lower average temperature really affects mold growth. Here in Charleston, though, if you have wood outside, it's going to mold. So you should expect a lot. You should get a good treatment regimen going. I mean, you're probably going to end up using some kind of cedar or cypress, something that has a little bit of a natural mold fighting characteristic to it anyway, or something treated or painted so that the mold isn't getting to what it wants to eat.
All right. You seem like you know your stuff when it comes to wood and mold.
I guess you work in a lumber yard.
Yeah, I guess that comes with the job a little bit. This is from Oh No Lit class. Why do fools fall in love?
It's mostly a chemical reaction. You have a positive experience. You associate the positive experience with a person. And then all the synapses fire in your brain and you start thinking, this positive experience is because of this person.
I have to agree from a scientific, you know, standpoint. I can't argue with that, honestly.
And also, because fools are stupid and they will fall in love with anybody. But Megan, your cat is cute as hell and I want to steal him.
I want to quickly apologize if you can hear Alexa in the background. She reminds me to do things at 9 p.m. every day. Anyway, one last question, because I've asked them all. This one's from Kate. Again, which forms of social media help the most, Chris?
What was that?
Which forms of social media help the most?
Twitter and Facebook have been the best for me, mm-hmm. because I can actually get a conversation with people. I haven't been able to do that with Instagram. Also, Instagram decided to temporarily ban me for some reason the other day. I have no idea why.
What?
Let's see. So the other day, it said something about how you signed up for a service that is made to get you more followers and likes or something like that. And that's against our terms of service. I did not do that at all. I have no idea what made them think that. So then I got off the ban and they banned me again, probably because I went, hey, these posts that didn't get posted because I was temporarily banned, I'm going to post all like four or five of them in one shot. Let's go. And then they banned me again until the 18th, which is tomorrow for me in Carrington. So if you haven't seen me on Instagram lately, that's why. But Twitter, you can find all kinds of people. You can actually have a conversation. Facebook, same thing. And find guests, find friends. It's amazing.
I can agree wholeheartedly with those statements. And you know what, Instagram? Chris is too good for you anyway, even though they're owned by Facebook. So, Oh, well. What's the Tuesday thought? Because I don't know, actually.
I actually do know that Kate asked about that.
Yeah? I don't even remember what the question was anymore.
It was essentially, tell us about your Tuesday thing.
My Tuesday thing?
Well, my Tuesday thing.
What's your Tuesday thing?
So my Tuesday thing, which is my big success in life, we'll get there, is on Tuesdays, mm-hmm. I like to let people know how much I appreciate them. Sometimes it's Carrington. Sometimes it's not. When I can, I leave them a voice message with it because I think that that gets the message across a lot better than just sending somebody stuff with a text-based thing. Sometimes that's all you can do. So, I mean, obviously you do what you can do with it. But a big success in life for me would be just seeing the evidence of that spreading outside of people that I actually know.
Mm-hmm. I think it can happen someday because I do it sometimes with my family.
And you can pick whatever day you want. You can just, you don't even have to pick a day. You can just randomly do it.
This is true. But you know what? I love my family. I'm close to them.
You know what? All right. So we're going to kick out the wizard from the video game movies, the Street Fighter movie.
Yes.
The
Jean-Claude
Van Damme one.
Is there another version? I mean, come on.
Well, there's the Chun-Li thing.
There is no other version, Chris. No other version, Chris.
You have Jean-Claude Van Damme. You have Gomez Adams. You have Agent May. You have somebody that Kylie Minogue was. You presumably have other people, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, Jean-Claude Van Damme, I mean, is a master.
I love that movie. Also, you have the scene where Chun-Li is going after Bison because, like, oh, you came into my village and you killed my father and you killed everybody. And Bison just looks at her and says, I mean, whatever. Like, that was the worst day of your life. For me, it was a Tuesday, which is why I do my Tuesday thing on a Tuesday, because you flip that upside down and shove it off to the side a little bit. And me telling people that kind of thing, like, the I appreciate them thing, not how horrible they were, but me telling them like how much I appreciate them is not a big deal for me, but it could be really a big deal for them.
You know, that's a really nice thought and a really interesting way to be inspired as well. Looking at my questions, making sure I covered them all. I got them all.
Cool.
Everyone, thank you for the questions. They were fun. They were amazing. And it was fun listening to Chris just talk.
Maybe one day we'll figure out how to do this whole live stream thing and we can actually do it live.
Yes. I like that. I like it. Now make me hate it. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Don't make him
Chris,
hate it.
Chris, no, don't make me hate it. Chris, how about you close out? This is your show afterwards, or after all. It's not my show.
So, Carrington, if people like hearing from you, where else can they find you around the internet?
So, you can hear me and my personal thoughts at Desert Fury 90, but you know what? I'm also part of a little show called Real Dudes Podcast. Head on over to realdudespodcast.com to see where we are, whether it be socially or if you want to listen to the show, links are all there. And if you want to email us, podcast@realdudespodcast.com.
And if you want to help support Play Comics, you should actually go read the show notes over on playcomics.com, because in addition to the new shop that I have set up, prices are going to look a little bit too high, but I'm going to have a coupon in the show notes, which will make prices normal. So you can get things at a good price. All you have to do is read the show notes.
There you go, folks. Get Play Comics merch by reading show notes. You get a nice little discount.
I have to figure out the math so that I'm not paying you to take my stuff, because I don't love y'all quite that much. Okay.
And where can we find the show? Well, I guess if you're listening, you already know where to find the show.
Yeah.
Duh.
Go to playcomics.com. Tell all your friends. Pick out your favorite episode. It's probably going to be Attack of the Feels that came out in December, I think, of last year. That's a really good episode. Superman 64. Yeah, that one's all right.
That movie, I mean, that game or that episode?
The episode is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
The game, I've played worse.
Still, it's still very unredeemable.
I know. Until then, find your favorite person that you think should be a guest on the show. Tell them to come check it out. If they're cool, I'll probably want them to be on anyway. I've probably already talked to Carrington about me wanting to have them on. He probably has a list of like 50 people running through his head right now of who I could be thinking of.
I have one.
Oh! I don't even know which one he'd be thinking of. I probably do, don't I?
You probably do.
Yeah. I'm already working on getting her on. Was I right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And we will eventually make this a live thing. But for now, If you like the music that we're rudely talking on top of starting at some point, head on over to soundcloud.com/best-day to check out Best Day's music. Head on over to GunnaGeek.com to check out all the other wonderful shows on Gunna Geek, such as all of them, because they're all great people and amazing, and they are all have shows worth listening to. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pick one out because I don't have that tab open in front of me, and I've been up since 4:30 in the morning. I do not recommend that. Till then, just grab a game, grab a stack of comics, and go find yourself a new favorite character.
Yeah.
And welcome to Play Comics, the show where I didn't prepare at all because this is an AMA. Wait, let me do that again because my mic is way too loud. Can you still hear me though?
I hear you perfect.
Okay, good.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Press that button and this button, and all right.